Welcome to this edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estratori, guiding you through the key events impacting our insurance landscape across Australia. We begin with a significant shift in Australia's insurance industry. The Council of Australian Life Insurers reports a startling uptick in mental health-related total and permanent disability claims. Nearly one-third of all TPD claims are now linked to mental health. Over the past decade, there's been an exponential 700% increase in claims among Australians in their 30s. Last year alone saw a payout of $2.2 billion for retail mental health claims. Consequently, a reassessment of industry offerings is underway, with the aim to strike a balance between customer service and the sustainability of support systems. It remains crucial for consumers to review their policies and seek financial advice to ensure adequate coverage. In another disturbing insight, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has initiated legal proceedings against Australian Super, one of our largest superannuation funds. The fund, accused of delaying nearly 7,000 death benefit claims, with some taking up to 4 years. This has added to the stress endured by beneficiaries during an already challenging time. Australian Super is said to be working on improving its processing times following an increase in member deaths post-COVID-19. This situation highlights the imperative for superannuation members to remain informed about their fund's policies and seek assistance if faced with similar delays. In defense news, global insurance broker Marsh has been selected to manage the Royal Australian Navy's Maritime Insurance Program, a crucial component of our naval fleet expansion and infrastructure development. This decision comes in light of recent geopolitical risks and maritime accidents, reinforcing its importance. Marsh McLennan plans to broaden its Australian public sector engagement with this move. Amid global trade shifts, GT Insurance has emerged as a beacon of flexibility. Specifically, they are supporting marine clients impacted by the introduction of new U.S. tariffs on our exports. The company is adjusting policy terms and coverage to reflect the evolving market conditions. Their tailored maritime solutions assure that Australian businesses can navigate these turbulent times with confidence. That wraps up this episode of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. For comprehensive personal and business insurance solutions, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori. Until next week's edition, take care and stay informed.